With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana Governor Steve Bullock announced on Monday that the state's firefighting coffer is fully funded. More than $46 million was transferred from the state's general fund to the fire suppression fund on Saturday, putting it at its statutory maximum of $101.5 million. The money was transferred to the fund after state agencies finished the 2020 fiscal year under budget. The excess funds are required by law to be transferred to the fire suppression fund. Bullock, who is running for U.S. Senate, said the state's reserves put it in a comfortable position to contend with fiscal challenges presented by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Cooney raised over $720,000 in the last 2 months, bringing his fundraising total to $1.8 million. The reporting period from June 15th through August 15th was the first after Montana's June 2nd primary election. His Republican opponent, U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, has yet to release his fundraising totals for the recent reporting period. The reports aren't due until Thursday. Gianforte, a former technology entrepreneur, had already given $1.5 million to his campaign as of June. He contributed more than $6 million to his previous gubernatorial campaign in 2016 when he lost to Governor Steve Bullock. News broke over the weekend that the Trump administration is reportedly pulling its contentious pick to lead the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports William Perry Pendley will continue to lead the BLM as its temporary director.
A U.S. Interior Department spokesperson said in an email to MTPR that Pendley will maintain his position as BLM's deputy director and will continue to exercise the director's authority until a nominee is confirmed by the Senate. Republican Senator Steve Daines sits on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which will have an initial role in the confirmation process. Over the past year, Daines has refrained from voicing his opinion on Pendley's appointment, though he's called criticism of Pendley's record advocating for the sale of public lands overblown. Last week at an event in Gardner, Daines told Yellowstone Public Radio he was concerned about that record.
I have serious concerns about positions he's taken. Particularly around sale and transfer of public lands and stream access.
In an emailed statement, a spokesperson for Daines said the senator looks forward to reviewing the next official nomination to serve as BLM's director. The statement did not say whether or not Daines supports Pendley continuing to serve as BLM's director. Democratic Senator John Tester has been a vocal opponent of Pendley and raised concerns over the weekend about him continuing to serve as, quote, acting director. That's a concern shared by public land advocates like Montana Backcountry Hunters and Anglers CEO Land Taney.
And so why is he still in this acting position, I think, is the biggest question of the day.
Pendley's position as BLM's de facto leader is the subject of a lawsuit filed by Governor Steve Bullock earlier this summer. Bullock, who is running against Daines for a U.S. Senate seat, said in a tweet over the weekend he would seek expedited relief from the court to strip Pendley of his current authority. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Various fire restrictions blanket at least half of Montana as a heat wave tightens its grip across the northern Rockies. Hot temperatures, low humidity, and gusty winds have prompted red flag warnings for portions of central and north central Montana through this evening. That means critical fire weather conditions are or will soon occur, Edward O'Brien reports.
Widespread Stage 1 fire restrictions and local burn bans cover a wide swath of the state as heat advisories are posted west and east of the divide. That means no fires anywhere unless a Forest Service site is posted with specific exemptions. Forecasters are also keeping a close eye on a possible on-again, off-again pattern of thunderstorms for west-central Montana Tuesday and Wednesday. Travis Booth is a National Weather Service meteorologist in Missoula.
The storms will be kind of a mix of wet and dry storms, but they will have the potential for strong and gusty outflow winds. And so if we do have any fires ongoing or any new starts from lightning, those fires could spread very quickly.
The region-wide heat wave, meanwhile, is expected to continue at least through Sunday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
The Bear Creek Fire, 29 miles east of Salmon, Idaho, near Lemhi Pass, is now burning 6,300 acres after growing several thousand acres over the weekend. According to officials with the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, the fire is 10% contained. Montana reported 43 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today from nearly 2,800 test results. More than 1,500 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness statewide, including 94 patients who are hospitalized. The state has recorded 82 deaths due to the virus since the pandemic began. Flathead County added the most new cases on Monday with 15. Yellowstone County continues to see the highest number of known positive cases, followed by Bighorn County. The state confirmed more than 200 new cases over last weekend. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.